This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight and killed at least 14 people as friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral. The airstrikes in Gaza City hit one home housing 11 people, including women and children. Gaza Civil Defense said another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis with Palestinians displaced by the war. In a briefing, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has no plans to lift restrictions on Ukraine's use of certain weapons in Russia.
There is no change to our view on the provision of long-range strike capabilities for Ukraine to use inside Russia. And I wouldn't expect any sort of major announcement in that regard coming out of the discussions, certainly not from our side.
Meanwhile, both Ukraine and Russia both say they're winning the battle for Kursk.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Ukraine's incursion into Russia's border region of Kursk had produced the desired result of slowing Moscow's advance on another front in the east of his country. Zelensky told a conference in Kyiv that Russia's counterattack in the Kursk region had also had no major successes, contradicting President Vladimir Putin's accounts of Russian advances on both fronts. Ukraine launched a surprise incursion on August 6th, pushing into the Russian territory and claiming control over dozens of settlements. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday its troops had taken back 10 villages out of the 100 that Kyiv had claimed. Reuters has not been able to verify battlefield reports from either side independently. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three U.S. citizens were sentenced to death by a military court on Friday for their role in a failed coup in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
Armed men briefly occupied an office of the presidency on May 19th before their leader, U.S.-based Congolese politician Christian Malanga, was killed by security forces. His son Marcel Malanga was among the Americans on trial, along with Marcel's friend Tyler Thompson. The third American, Benjamin Zalman Paloon, was a business associate of Christian Malanga. All three were found guilty of criminal conspiracy, terrorism, and other charges. The Americans are among some 50 people, including U.S., British, Canadian, Belgian, and Congolese citizens, standing trial following the failed coup.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reporting. A new mpox vaccine for adults has been given the go-ahead by the World Health Organization. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shawn.
The World Health Organization has said it has granted its first authorization for use of a vaccine against mpox in adults. The WHO called the mpox vaccine approval an important step towards fighting the disease in Africa. The vaccine, created by Bavarian Nordic AS, will now be available for donors like UNICEF and Gavi, a vaccines alliance, to buy it. But supplies are limited because there's only a single manufacturer. The WHO chief called for an urgent scale-up of procurement, donations and rollout to get the vaccine where it's needed most, along with other response measures. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran says that it has launched a satellite into space with a rocket built by the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Iran described the launch Saturday as a success, which would be the second such launch to put a satellite into orbit with that particular rocket. There was no immediate independent confirmation of the launch's success. The launch does come amid heightened tensions gripping the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, during which Tehran launched an unprecedented direct missile and drone attack on Israel. Meanwhile, Iran continues to enrich uranium to nearly weapons-grade levels, raising concerns among non-proliferation experts about Tehran's program. The United States says it will support the addition of two new permanent seats on the powerful UN Security Council for African nations. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, also said the U.S. backs a first-ever non-permanent rotating seat for a small island developing country. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.